good old Bernie. It is Mike Wimacher with you here on WMAY on this Wednesday, March 20th. Wednesday means we're joined by a familiar voice from the past on these airwaves, one Kevin Hart. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Any chance I get to chat with you? Of course, we have Way Out Wednesday coming up to wrap up the 6 o'clock hour. But before we get to that, we have a little segment we call Hot Takes with Hart. And you brought this to our attention way before the even mainstream media got to this. It's become its own thing. The Willy Wonka debacle over in Scotland, correct?
Yes, come with me and you'll be in a world of cheap imagination.
And so now it's been made fun of. The whole internet knows all about it. And the guy who put it all together, Billy Cool is his name, he says now that he is depressed and that the whole situation has, quote, ruined his life.
Ooh.
Yeah. He is the director of the House of Illuminati, the event that was behind the Willy's Chocolate Experience. He has spoken out for the first time in a new Channel 5 documentary about how the controversy affected him personally. God, they turned that around fast then, right? Didn't they?
Yeah. They had to have, yeah.
I mean, jeez. This thing has only been being talked about for like 2 or 3 weeks, and the documentary is already out.
Well, you got to think something like this happens. Some documentary team had somebody like underpaid, overworked, whatever, saying get every piece of video and audio you can, have it at the ready so we can just like make a documentary about this.
Well, I'd heard about the possibility of them turning it into a horror movie, the whole situation, which I think is funny. But in this documentary, he says, my life has been turned around. My life is ruined. I was hoping for an event that'd be joyful and happy. I wanted people to experience happiness. It follows after he had announced he had canceled a dream destination wedding that was due to be funded with ticket sales, as well as moving out of his family home. So he's crying poor now, saying that he had this big destination wedding plan with his beautiful bride-to-be, and because of all this backlash and all these people being so upset that they didn't get those money's worth, he didn't get the money he needed for this destination wedding, and since has had to cancel it and move out of his family's home because all the people are so mad at him.
Oh, now we have to get married in a church. How terrible.
Right, exactly. God forbid. He said, basically, they go back and show some of the footage of why the thing was such a viral disaster and everything else. With tickets were, you know, $35 a pop. They said instead, you know, we talked about how they had the near empty warehouse and people joked about the meth lab Oompa Loompa, which are actually Wonka Doodles is what they called. In his interview, Mr. Cool has said he has since received hundreds of messages encouraging him to off himself.
That's a little extreme. I mean, he is clearly suffering enough. And look, the fact that his fiance hasn't left him.
Oh my God,
is basically like a win.
Right, yeah. Yes, that's a win for him. He's also being accused of being the devil, a villain, and a terrible father.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's saying he's a terrible father of his kids?
I don't know, but people are cutting deep here. And here's the thing. So after the footage of him in this documentary aired, the tone started to flip from this guy's the devil and he deserves to be dead to now some people saying, I generally feel sorry for him. He looks broken. So I ask you, Kevin Hart, with your Hot Takes at Heart, while you have not been privy to the footage, you can find it through the Channel 5 documentary if you're so inclined, do you feel this is true remorse, or is this just somebody who got caught up in a scam and is trying his best to do a PR move?
I mean, I remember hearing that him, or at the very least House of Illuminati, has pulled stunts like this before, like the Willy Wonka thing. So maybe he just got caught. However, it is entirely possible that everything just sort of fell through. But everything, when you hear about it, the fact that the costumes arrived the day of, they only had like one bag of jelly beans. I mean, at some point you gotta take accountability.
At some point you gotta be like, okay, refund beforehand, knowing that you had set up this big buildup and you weren't being able to deliver. Another person wrote online and said, I know this is a bad experience and I agree they should get their money back and it's not okay to upset kids, but I generally hope he's okay. This is someone's mental health and life we're talking about. We say time and time again, be kind. He doesn't deserve death threats. I think we all can agree with that. You don't deserve death threats over this. But I'm always leery to your point, we have heard about the House of Illuminati, his company. This isn't their first rodeo when it comes to putting on an event and under-delivering. So whenever something like this happens, I guess it's just the cynic in me of like, are those real tears? Are those tears just to try to gain sympathy to take away from the awful thing that you had done previously?
Well, that's what I think, because, and this is nowhere near as bad as what this other guy has done, but I don't know if you've heard about Dan Schneider and the whole Nickelodeon stuff. So he came out yesterday with like a 20-minute long interview where he's like crying and stuff. And it's like, nah, it's too late for that, buddy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, this Willy Wonka thing is nowhere near as bad as the abuse and stuff that happened on the sets of kids' shows. But it is like, look, man, this is not your first time doing this. You know, you gotta take some accountability.
Very true. Yeah, and for those who are wondering what Kevin's alluding to with the Schneider thing, it's now, I believe, on Max. You can find Quiet on the Set. And from what I've heard, I've not watched it as of yet, but it is unsettling at best.
I watched the first two episodes, and some of these people should be like buried under the jail that they're in. Like,
yes,
it's pretty bad.
It's a rough watch. An important watch, I think, but a rough watch as well. So you've been warned.
Because it's been sort of like, you know, people made like theory videos about it online, and some people have said this, but it's finally getting mainstream coverage, and it's pretty awful.
Yeah, it is pretty awful. So what isn't awful is Way Out Wednesday.
This may well prove fascinating.
It definitely will be, because joined by Kevin Hart once again, a familiar voice from the past on these airwaves. Before we get to the crux of how we usually end the 6 o'clock hour, I do want to allow you a moment to talk about a show that you are producing that it has its second weekend this weekend. So give us the information on it real quick.
Yes, Courtney Wick has written and directed a show called Nightmare at the Hot Mess Hair Salon. It's a 2000s themed murder mystery. It's hilarious. Friday and Saturday of last weekend sold out the performances. Sunday did pretty well. Tickets are going fast. I would get them now at hcfta.org/tickets or calling the box office at 217-523-ARTS.
Done like a true professional right there. So, Kev, we have a little thing. It happens each and every Wednesday. It's a little something. What do we call it?
We call it
Way Out Wednesday. All right, let's get right to it. What do you have for us first here on Way Out Wednesday?
Well, you know, I like to drink here and there. I've even dabbled in some of the devil's lettuce once or twice in my life.
All right.
But never as a drug have I used snake venom.
What's that you say?
Snake venom.
Oh, okay. Do you drink it? Do you imbibe it? Do you inject it? What are the kids doing with snake venom?
Well, you think you gotta drink it, because if you inject it, you would die. But,
right, that's very true. I didn't think about that part.
Yeah. Indian YouTuber Elvish Yadav arrested for allegedly supplying snake venom as a party drug. Is it YouTubers doing this? So gotta get the views.
That's right.
15 million subscribers. and he was detained under the Wildlife Act. He had 9 snakes with him, and he was... They were using the snake venom is a party drug.
Yikes. How do you bring that up in the conversation? I don't know. I'm not a party person. Like, I mean, I'll go out and have a good time in the bar, but I never was cool enough to get invited to those very super exclusive parties. And how do you even bring that up? Hey, man, I got some really good stuff. Ever done snake venom? No, I haven't, because I'd like to live. Thank you very much.
Just offer me cocaine like a normal person.
Yeah, come on. Have some dignity. Have some class, would you?
Yeah.
Moving on, a Way Out Wednesday. Antarctica is looking for someone to work at their famous penguin post office. Every year, the Antarctica Heritage Trust is flooded with applications for jobs. This year, there are three positions in offer, and they are only open to UK residents, as well as processing up to 80,000 letters and postcards a year. Staff must run the shop and welcome roughly 18,000 cruise passengers who stop by. One applicant, charity manager Katie Shaw in Manchester, wants to go so much she has tattooed a geographically accurate map of Antarctica on one leg and a portrait of explorer Ernest Shackleton on the other. So she applied and said, this is how much I love this. I want to be a part of this. Look it, I have the continent and the explorer tattooed on my body. She says she grew up wanting to be a marine biologist working in Antarctica, but academically that didn't work out, but she still wants to do it. Successful applicants must have a range of skills. Employees have to sort posts, sell stamps, look after buildings, and run the gift shop. They'll have to put up with basic living conditions to be happy with their own company. The application also warns about hygiene. Get this. No running water on the island, Kev. So washing facilities are very basic. Ooh. Water is collected in jerry cans from visiting ships. There are no shower facilities. So staff are expected to be comfortable living with these limited washing facilities, yet still keeping hygiene levels high. You may get a chance when the cruise ships come to jump on and shower there, but it may be 2 weeks in between bathing.
Well.
And besides everything else, you also need to count the roughly 1,500 penguins that live at the colony as well.
Yeah, well, listen, the woman who got the two tattoos, I mean, they should give her that job before she tattoos a penguin on her forehead or something.
Very true. Now, we haven't heard yet if she's gotten the job, but they did close the applications on Monday. So, Godspeed to one Katie Shaw. Let's hope your tattoos help you out in this process. Yeah. What's next on Way Out Wednesday, Kev?
Well, speaking of working with animals, this seems in theory like a very nice, sweet thing to do. Our listeners can't see it, but it is kind of off-putting. A Virginia Wildlife Center, their staff.
Oh, yeah. I've read about this. Oh, it is way out there. Continue.
It is. And there's it's orphaned Kit, who's a little fox. Mm-hmm. They have to
hand feed it.
And to make the fox feel at home, they wear this terrifying serial killer fox mask.
It is unnerving at best. It actually is scarier and of higher quality than Pooh, Blood, and Honey, which now has a second movie coming out.
That's what I was about to say. Oh, it's depressing. But that's what I was about to say, is that it looks like one of those weird, like if somebody made a What Does the Fox Say horror movie. Like,
very true.
It looks like, and you, look, it's cute. It's like you want the fox to be like
imprinted on a fox,
imprinted
not a human.
On a fox, and you don't want it to have like a human. Like, I get that, and that's cute and all, but like, it, you know, it's just front and center. It's like, you know, the teeth are all jagged, the eyes are like far apart. It's not even kempt. Like fur.
It is less than in quality for certain. And if people want to see it, if you wouldn't mind, Kev, if you have a chance, you can post that link on the Mike Wimmacher show Facebook page.
Yeah, on Huffington Post, but okay. I will share the link with you and comment on it so people can look at it, or maybe just post the picture.
Whatever you want to do, but people need to see it because you're right. It's something that people are thinking it is cute, but it is downright nightmare fuel creepy when it boils down to it. And finally here on Way Out Wednesday, we've talked about it ad nauseum over the years on these airwaves of the need for a name triumvirate at hospitals. So This woman has reached out for advice after being asked to pick a name for her non-English speaking family members who live in Canada and are having a little girl together. The expectant couple have specified that they want to give their daughter an English name and created a short list to choose from, but one of their options is raising eyebrows. As a fellow non-English speaker, the woman took to Reddit to share their choices and asked for help, admitting, "I don't know if they're playing weird or if I'm prejudiced." She wrote, "They've got a massive list of these names. Apparently, because everybody knows I read, I must also know which names are the best. So I've been handed the task of choosing. There are 23 different options, including, here is the list. Luxury, Charlotte, Chrysanth, Acilia, Clover, Adelaide, Artemis, Thea, Alcyon, Sienna, Sage, Ivy, May, Ceres, Savannah, Serenity, Amethyst, Carmen, Dawn, Persephone, Saffron, and Indigo. The final name on the list is Credence. So they asked if it was actually a word. They say it sounds pretty, but aren't names supposed to have a good meaning? One person was quick to urge the couple to steer clear of the name Credence, particularly since they live in Canada. They wrote, quote, "There seems to be no French speakers in this thread, so I'll say it. Credence means backsplash, especially if you live in Canada. Please avoid it."
I didn't know that.
I didn't either, but please, for the love of God, if you've not taken anything away from this show and this segment ever, if you live up in Canada, in French-speaking Canada, don't name your kid Credence. No one wants to be named Backsplash.
No, Adelaide's a much prettier name.
Yeah, according to babynames.com, though, Credence is a primarily gender-neutral name of English origin that means belief in or acceptance of something as true. So if you want to use it outside of French-speaking Canada, be their guest.
That's what I thought. I've heard of that being somebody's name before.
Well, I mean, you have Consequences Creed. Was that Apollo Creed's last name, Apollo Credence? I'm not quite sure.
I don't think so. I know Credence Clearwater Revival.
That's very true. Very true.
Water wasn't too clear.
No. Maybe. Kev, always a pleasure. Break a leg again this weekend. Appreciate